Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Koppel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with Chip Close, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily for a marketing tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, Chip Close asks you, do you have a marketing budget?
We should have a budget for everything, and our budgets should be tethered to overall revenue. Labor should be tethered to revenue. Cost of goods sold should be tethered. Our rent, there's a relationship between all of our expenses, including marketing, right? Marketing is the thing. We would never have the 18-year-old hostess selling wine or cooking at the grill, but somehow we feel like it's okay to let the 18-year-old hostess handle our marketing for us, and it's ludicrous. It's the way we talk about who we are, who we're for, why we exist, and we need to be deliberate about it, and you need a budget, right? There are real opportunities if we're willing to spend money. The easy one is when we talk about social media, right? 5, 6, 7 years ago, you could just post organically on social media and you would be okay. But organic reach is done. It's dead. Social media, if nothing else, is the most robust, most nuanced, most sophisticated advertising platform ever created, specifically Facebook and Instagram. They're just, we've never had anything as good as that ever. So why we're not spending money there is beyond me. Not enough restaurants are spending money there. And it doesn't have to be a fortune, but it needs to be a specific number every single month. Paid search. Google. Not enough restaurants are paying for search. You go in and put best steakhouse in New York City, as I often do, and wait till you see. There's nobody buying ads against those keywords. Like, that's ludicrous. I mean, how many steakhouses are in Midtown Manhattan and nobody? Since nobody's playing, it would be pretty cheap to win the auction. So you need a marketing budget. You need to commit a certain dollar amount every single month, and it should be tethered to your overall revenue, right? It should be a percentage of that, and you should spend the entire thing. It could change. January, it's one thing. December, it's a bigger number. But you set the budget, and you agree to spend that entire budget every single month, and you'll see a profound difference if you start doing that.
What's a fair percentage?
I always say somewhere between 1% to 3%. As a starting off point, then figure out what you're making, what's working, what's not working, and then go from there. If you're shy about it, start with 1%. Start with $1,000. Put $500 for Google search, put $500 to Facebook and Instagram ads, and wait till you see what happens. Wait till you see what that does to your business, and then go from there.
Now, are you dumping 100% of that money into new customer acquisition, or are you dumping some of that money into trying to get existing customers back in?
That's a great question. So it definitely has to be spread out. There are other things to do, right? In-store collateral and bounce back cards. I'm a real big fan of sort of analog solutions right now. Mailers are working really well right now because nobody's doing it. Everybody pretty much gets their bills online. So the mail that comes in is either junk or it's something interesting that they've never seen. And if you can create an enticing advertising, an enticing promotion, I'm finding a lot of places are having success with that. So yeah, figure out all of your channels, back to that marketing calendar, right? Look at all of your channels, look at what's free, right? What doesn't cost you anything? An organic post on Facebook is free. An email is basically free. You pay, you know, X number of dollars a month to do it. The things then that cost money on top of that, start looking at some of those channels.
I know that fear. The fear of losing everything, or almost as bad. The fear that you'll have to grind on for years at the restaurant without things ever getting better. Hope is nice, but you need help. So I'm going to leverage my 20 years in this industry and the 200 interviews I've done to give you the help that you need. I'm hosting a free webinar this month called The Scaling Session. Over 90 minutes together, I'm going to lay out exactly what you need to do to scale profitability, scale brand awareness, and scale customer frequency. Go to restaurantwebinar.com to sign up today. To make sure that everybody gets what they need from the event, seating is limited. I'm only allowing 25 guests so that you all get the individualized attention that you deserve. Go to restaurantwebinar.com to secure your spot today. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.